Fasten your seatbelts, the stewardess said. As we were taking off from the Helsinki airport, behind me was a guy. He was a doctor and researcher trying to understand life. He was watching cell cultures, trying to understand how metabolism works. What do they do in an environment without resources? How do they expand and when they thrive? We were briefly talking about AI advances in medicine, and then he said to me, "What if there already is a rogue AI? What if the jump to general intelligence and super intelligence already happened? What if the AI just decided to stay under the radar?" We all think about super intelligences in terms of Terminator and Skynet and maybe some sort of super intelligent body that will tell us how to live better, how to solve all our problems and so on. But what if this super intelligence was not interested in either? Maybe it was as the life that this guy was researching. And maybe, he said, maybe the goal of this AI is to first get some resources. In order to become more intelligent, something that has nothing to do with us, it needs access to resources, computational resources, energy, and so on. So what if the AI doesn't want to be seen? What if it's clandestine, stealth, hidden, a true cypherpunk? What if this AI just focuses on making more Bitcoin, bringing value and stacking sats basically? What if this AI is just like all of us Bitcoiners? Well, there were many sci-fi stories about AI trying to gamble the markets and outsmart us all in trading. But how would it trade? Would it come to a branch of a bank and say, "Oh, I need a brokerage account"? Or would it just, you know, create a private key and stack sats? Because AI lives in a computer. That's how it works. And what if earning money that also lives in the computer and not in some banking system controlled by humans? Well, that would be probably smart. Maybe even super intelligent. So fasten your seatbelts, friends.